Justice for Peace are another nail in my arse, and double whammy, really, suggested by Jane. Start there. Wax, which you will need if you are renovating your kitchen worktop, if it's made out of wood. And building a bridge to your heart. Actually, I've got to do the kitchen work surface again soon before it gets too hot. And you need that wax. It's a really big job, actually, because you're going to rub the entire lot down with sandpaper, but not too hard, because you don't want to damage the kind of the original coating, and then wax it. And it takes, if it's too hot, it takes about 2 days to dry, so you can't actually do anything in the kitchen.
Well, when you've done yours, you can come and do mine.
Not likely. You've got loads of friends who'll come around and do that for you. The Fullings Breakfast Show. Marston says, will these scientists be advising us at what speed we should be travelling so as to optimise their survey for collecting the insects on your number plate? In my experience, I believe the faster you travel, the more insects you collect. It's been hinted to me many a time that by regarding my screen or front of my car, I've been speeding excessively, as if. Was that while you were listening to The Orb, Little Fluffy Clouds, Marston? But it's a serious problem. I mean, you know, we know biodiversity is under real threat, and the number of insects, I mean, we said this before, years ago, you'd go on a long car journey, you'd hardly be able to see out of your car windscreen for all the insects that are splattered on it. Now it's just less and less. So, you know, if you've got a garden, plant lots of nice flowers to attract the bees and the pollinators, and we've got some lavender bushes, which we rescued from sort of outside a garden centre.
Well, bees love that, don't they?
They absolutely love it, and they also love the little purple flowers on top of rosemary as well. So try and plant as much as you can and keep our insect friends happy. Kevin says, whenever I do DIY, I have to start all over again. Yeah, know the feeling. The Beach Boys, and Do It Again.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
In its editorial today, the i newspaper says Boris Johnson and his ministers are desperate to put Dominic Cummings' damning testimony to MPs behind them and to focus on the continuing fight against the coronavirus. A month ago, they would have only had good news to distract a nation desperate to throw off the shackles of lockdown. But the smooth progress along the government's roadmap has hit a major obstacle, which raises doubts over whether England's final restrictions will be scrapped on the 21st of June as the B16172 Indian variant continues to multiply.
In this morning's Figaro, according to a new poll, more than 2 million spectators returned to cinemas in France during the first week of reopening. Some 400 films are lined up to be released in the coming months and making up for 7 months of lost time due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And USA Today says the proposed commission to study the US Capitol riots on January the 6th could be scuttled in the Senate as Democrats press for a bipartisan review of the attack, while Republicans worry it'll be used as a weapon against them in the 2022 election. To overcome a potential GOP filibuster of legislation creating the commission, Democrats would need at least 10 Republicans to join them in limiting debate on the measure. BBC News is next.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
Marks out of 10 so far for the pop quiz this week.
We haven't done too badly.
That's about 6, I think.
No, I'll go for 6. Well, this is really easy peasy for a Friday. Question number 1. She was born on this day in 1968. Very, very happy birthday to this Australian-born singer.
Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
God dear.
Question number 2. According to a poll, which Fleetwood Mac song is the most listened to while people are doing DIY? How did you know that?
It's been in the news recently.
Oh, has it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That was the number 1.
Because it was used on some television show, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe.
And it sort of brought a whole sort of whole new audience to Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
In fact, I think the Rumours album.
It was a remastered version,
yeah,
then, wasn't it?
But I think the Rumours album actually got back in the album charts as a result of that as well.
You do know a lot of things, don't you? Okay, and this is the last question, also to do with the same poll. That was the number 1. But from the same poll, which song by Starship ranked 5th?
We Built This City.
Yes.
On Sausage Rolls.
No, on Rock and Roll.
It's a hat trick.
It is.
A Friday hat trick.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi there.
Good morning.
How are you today? Good morning.
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, do you wear a baseball cap?
I have got a baseball cap, a Texas Longhorn baseball cap, grey with burnt orange. Terrific.
Only one.
Well, I've got a couple, but that is my my favourite football team out based in Austin. I don't know if you've been to Austin, Texas.
No,
that's
I haven't,
a town.
No.
That's a town. Let me tell you, that is a town.
I thought it was a car.
Sixth Street in Austin. Fantastic. Maggie Mays, Friday night, piano going, beautiful.
And do you wear it back to front, you know?
No, I can't do that, no. Do you?
No, I don't wear
one. Do you
sit
on your chair the wrong way round when you do it?
I don't wear a baseball cap, and I don't sit on my chair the wrong way. I don't like them.
Okay. Your hair's thinning a bit, though.
Sorry?
It's really going.
I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Talking from experience.
Have you looked in the mirror recently?
That's what I know. That's when I know the signs are there.
Yeah.
I'll worry about you.
Don't go to the...
You've got to be careful in that sun.
Don't go to the snooker, because they'll mistake you for the cue ball. Markets...
Cyclical rotation played, continue play out yesterday. Stocks that benefit most from an economic rebound rallied. Robust data spurred a decline in the tech pandemic darlings. Industrials, financials, commodity producers leading the gains. Russell 2000 smaller cap shares outperforming as well, while tech-heavy Nasdaq fell. Data showed jobless claims fell to a fresh pandemic low in the United States. In fact, they've fallen for the past 4 months, I think. Durable goods report showed orders for business equipment climbed more than forecast. S&P 500 was up only at 0.1%. Russell 2000 was up 1.1%. 10-year Treasury yields lost 3 basis points. Europe Stock 600 rose 0.3%, but that was to a fresh record high. Mining sector doing well, up 3% yesterday, benefiting from higher metal prices and reports of increased infrastructure investment in the United States. Bigger figure today will be US inflation. Personal consumption expenditures price index. Why is that important? It's the primary inflation measure used by the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the United States. Published today, expected to register gains of 3.5% year on year. Core PCE annual growth of 2.8%, reflecting that exceptionally strong CPI data we saw a week or so ago.
Hey, yeah, hey.
That's what it's all about.
Friday's amongst us best day of the week.
Well, it's not yet. Got to get through a big day, as I've been talking to you about.
What?
Can't relax yet. You know, not all of us are 2 hours away from hitting the stop clock and getting on the rosé down the beach. Some of us have got a long day ahead.
Airbus is ramping up production, which is a good sign.
Yeah, another sign that the aviation industry is starting to normalise. Airbus announced it's preparing to gear up production of its best-selling A320 series jets to beyond pandemic levels over the course of the next couple of years. Shares of the aeroplane maker jumped after it told suppliers to be ready to raise output of the narrow-body planes to 64 per month from the second quarter 2023, rising to 70 in 2024, 75 in 2025. Decision comes after airlines ramp up those short-haul schedules, though long-haul recovery still lagging behind. Airbus shares up around about 6% on the update. In fact, good news to the sector, Boeing shares are up. Engine suppliers also doing well. Rolls-Royce shares up yesterday.
I can read you like a book, honestly. You know,
why do you say that?
Pretending to be busy because, you know, that Uncle Barclay's going to hoik you back into the office in a matter of weeks. So, you know, there won't be any more wearing baseball caps and sitting on your chair back to front when he has you back at Canary Wharf.
I tell you, I've had the old super dry shorts on for about the last 15 months. Not the same pair, I should hasten to add.
Well, but, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get the suits out once again, find those ties, get the shirts, the cufflinks ready, get them starched and ready to go. I'm up for it.
With the baseball cap?
Maybe with the baseball cap. I don't know.
Ala Donald Trump, he used to wear a suit with a baseball cap, didn't he?
My friend sent me a Macca cap, actually. I haven't really worn it, to be honest
really?
With you.
Yeah. Okay, and Gap doing exceptionally well. I thought that was all yesterday, the Gap.
Gap reported quarterly sales jumped 89% to $4 billion from a pandemic hit quarter a year ago, we should recognise. Up 8% on 2019. Lots of companies reporting against 2019 figures as well to give a more useful comparison. As its e-commerce business continues to grow, Gap has been making the transition from being one of the biggest operators of shops in malls to accelerating its digital proposition, closing 30% of its Gap and Banana Republic locations over the course of the next couple of years. Online sales now account for half of Gap sales. Only 17% of first quarter sales came from malls in the retailer posted a profit $166 million. That compared to a $1 billion loss a year earlier. See strong demand for its Old Navy. Do you have Old Navy? I don't know. You don't think we have that in England? Do you?
I think we have Old Navy. I'm not sure. We haven't got
Old
a Gap around here as far as I know.
Old Navy doing very well. The fashion brand raised its full-year guidance, calling for sales to increase to low to mid 20% range during the course of this year.
Foreign exchanges, pound's on a bit of a charge.
Pound's been strong, actually. Dollar weakness has been playing out, so as we've seen some of that weaker data in the United States and perhaps taking some of the pressure off the Federal Reserve for an early rate liftoff. Pound against dollar just under 142 this morning. Euro dollar just coming in under 122. €1, 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
You're watching the big match tomorrow night?
Is that the Champions League final tomorrow?
Yes.
Chelsea-Man City?
Only game in town.
Okay, is it in where is it? In Portugal?
Porto, yeah.
Okay. Will I watch it? I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I'm surprised you're not there along with the prawn sandwich brigade. I mean, you know, you'd have been invited, wouldn't you?
I was reading somewhere demand has not been great for Chelsea tickets, has it? I think a lot of people
I think they gave 800 back, but they only had an allocation of 5,800, but 800 haven't been sold. But it's more to do with a package airline deal than anything else, or, you know, because I'm sure there'd be thousands of Chelsea fans who would want to go, but it isn't
true. Half of Cobham are basically in Portugal, quite frankly. I looked at Portugal, and the price for hotels this next week are absolutely incredible, so decided not to do it.
Well, we're a man of your means.
Come on. Half term next week. At home with the children.
Are you off next week then?
No, of course not.
You won't be here on Monday. That's a bank holiday, isn't it?
Oh, bank holiday. That's nice, isn't it?
It is for you. Some of us will be working hard anyway. Enjoy your nice long weekend and talk to you on Tuesday.
Have a good one. See you.
You too. Hang out some Potts and Barclays.
This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
France's Minister of Foreign Affairs has announced that while travellers from the UK will have to isolate for 7 days on their arrival in France from Monday, the systematic home check will not be applied. In a press release published on Thursday, the government confirmed that as of Monday, a compelling reason will be required for foreign nationals outside the European Union, non-resident in France, arriving from the United Kingdom, and that on their arrival, they will have to respect a 7-day isolation period. Despite concerns around the Indian variant, France's Foreign Office indicated that the systematic home screening of travellers from the United Kingdom will not be applied, given the low incidence of COVID in Britain. In addition, a PCR test of less than 48 hours will be required from any person arriving in France from the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, on Thursday, France's Parliament adopted the gradual exit from the state of emergency, as well as the health pass. The final vote confirmed the end of the state of emergency in France for September the 30th, as well as the introduction of a health pass. The new measures for people travelling from the UK to France could deter British filmmakers and press from attending the upcoming Cannes Film Festival. After delays caused by COVID, the festival confirmed that it would be taking place in early July. A spokesperson for the festival said they were attempting to find a way to accommodate participants following the further restrictions announced this week. As the vaccination gains ground in France, doctors have expressed their concern of people not respecting barrier gestures after receiving the first dose. Nearly 24 million French people have already received at least one dose of a vaccine against COVID. That's according to the latest data from the health authorities. Doctors, however, are seeing first-time vaccinated patients infected with COVID and in response have underlined that while the first injection offers some immunity, the second dose remains essential. Since Thursday, it's been possible for all adults in France to make an appointment to be vaccinated from Monday. A new appointment slots will be posted every day on the various French vaccination platforms, such as Santé.fr and DoctoLib. If the health situation in France has improved in recent weeks, COVID continues to circulate. More than 500 people have been hospitalised for COVID cases every day over the last 7 days, and an average of 140 in intensive care. 116 people have died from COVID in the last 24 hours in France. The summer sales in France, initially planned from June the 23rd, have been postponed until June the 30th. Last year, the summer sales were postponed to early July instead of mid-June, which had particularly harmed Parisian businesses due to many in the capital leaving to go on vacation and a lack of international tourists. According to a study published today, 1,700 cases of breast cancer per year in France are the consequence of exposure to air pollution. The study conducted by researchers from INSERM shows that air pollution not only increases the risk of lung cancer, but is also suspected to be a risk factor for breast cancer. Finally, Météo France has announced a return to warmer weather from this weekend. After a month of May with abnormally low temperatures, between 2 or 3 degrees below the seasonal norms, a sunshine and warmer temperatures are to return for the weekend and into next week.
Riviera Radio, sports news. Well, it's too hot.
Yeah, I told you that would happen.
Football, the final of the European Champions League is being played in Porto tomorrow night with Manchester City facing Chelsea in an all-English clash. City are favourites to win and have been in great form recently, while Chelsea have been stuttering and only just made the top four of the English Premier League at the end of last season. A kick-off at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. I was just reading an article about Thomas Tuchel. He's a very, very sort of intense guy. He's a real perfectionist. Mm. And if you don't do what he says, and he jumps up and down on the touchline and shouts at you.
A bit like you. Joke, J for joke.
Oi! Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Al Ross at BBC Sport, and Tottenham have made contact with former manager Maurizio Pochettino as they seek to find a replacement for the recently sacked Jose Mourinho. Pochettino guided Tottenham to their first ever Champions League final in 2019, but poor domestic form led to him being sacked shortly afterward. No contact, though, has been made between Tottenham and the Argentine's current side, Paris Saint-Germain. The BBC's football reporter Simon Stone says the links will please the fans.
There are no guarantees this deal will happen, but the mere fact Tottenham have spoken to Pochettino will create a much-needed buzz around a club that has been at the centre of so much bad publicity recently. Pochettino brought an exciting brand of football to Tottenham, and although trophies proved elusive, he never finished lower than fifth in the Premier League and famously took the club to their first Champions League final in 2019.
The former Manchester United striker Dwight York believes Wednesday's defeat in the Europa League final puts manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in danger of becoming a nearly man. United lost 11-10 on penalties to Villarreal after a 1-1 draw in Gdansk. Solskjaer hasn't won a trophy since taking over in 2018, despite coming close, and York says the pressure to win silverware is building.
I think it's going to be a bitterly disappointment, certainly from his point of view, that the fact that he keeps he's coming, like I would say, the nearly man, so to speak. You know, he's got into the fourth semi-final, I think it was, and then obviously a final, he hasn't quite got it over the line. So he has to be careful in that sense of not getting that reputation as a manager.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
I wouldn't go back to Spurs if I was Pochettino after they sacked him.
No.
Yeah. No. Why would you go back, especially since Paris Saint-Germain doing quite well now? And there's a lot of managers on the market, actually. Antonio Conte has left Inter Milan, so he's available, and so is Zinedine Zidane. Could you see Zizou at Spurs?
I could, actually.
Could you?
Yes,
right.
Why not?
Okay. It's the final of the Championship playoffs tomorrow at Wembley Stadium. Brentford plays Swansea to see who will fill the last Premier League place for next season. Who do you want to go up? Brentford or Swansea?
Go for Brentford.
Brentford Nylons.
Yes, why not?
Cricket, England fast bowler Jofra Archer says he's ready to sit out the summer in order to be fit for the T20 World Cup in the Ashes later this year. The 26-year-old had surgery on his right elbow last week and has now started rehabilitation with the England and the Sussex medical teams. Archer says he's not going to rush his comeback, then wants to be fully fit for the big challenges to come. Rugby Union, two games in the Gallagher English Premiership tonight. Gloucester play London Irish and Sale play Bristol. In the Guinness Pro 14 Rainbow Cup, Munster play Cardiff Blues. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal could meet Novak Djokovic in the French Open semi-finals after the pair landed in the same half of the men's draw. 34-year-old Nadal is the defending champion and has won Roland Garros 13 times, but he's seeded third behind Djokovic and Daniel Medvedev. The eighth seed, Roger Federer, has also been drawn in the same half. In the women's draw, the Australian world number one Ashley Barty will start against Bernarda Pera at the USA. And the Japanese second seed Naomi Osaka plays Patricia Maria Teague of Romania. The French Open starts on Sunday.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaraz Sea in the VAR, the general situation's weak high pressure, 1,020 millibars over the region. Winds variable, force 1 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,016 millibars, and the outlook for Saturday. Partially cloudy, force 1 to 3, variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,017 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4 westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Mainly fine today, few clouds around, light variable winds, top temperature 21 degrees, overnight lows 15 degrees with partially cloudy skies, the weekend mainly fine with a high of 23 tomorrow, sunshine and showers on Sunday with highs of 22 or 23 degrees. Finally,
Rolls-Royce has made the world's most expensive car, the £20 million boat tail complete with picnic table and a parasol in the boot. Yes. Have you seen the photos?
No. How long is it going to be before one shows up in Monaco?
Each model will be heavily customised to the specifications of its buyer. And the first boat tail machine features an amazing rear deck with a cocktail table, chairs, two fridges and even a parasol extending from the rear.
Very nice.
It does look very nice.
Problem is, you can't just pop round the corner to your local supermarket in a roller, can you? I mean, so you wouldn't want to leave it out in the car park.